While we were still making plans, before they took off from Caldwell, New Jersey, she called me from the plane. "We'll fly to the vineyard tomorrow, after the wedding. We can be there before dinner," she said. It was a short conversation, because I was going to see her the next day. I was staying in her house, their house, on Martha's Vineyard, with my husband, and they were taking a simple trip. One they'd made many other weekends, from a small airport in New Jersey to the islands off Massachusetts, a well-worn 90-minute path up the coastline. I hung up the phone and opened the book I was reading, and an hour later she was dead. Afterward, I tried to find something to explain what had happened. Was it cloudy? Were the stars out? But the night was ordinary. It usually is, I think, when your life changes. Most people aren't doing anything special when the carefully placed pieces of their life break apart. They flew a lot that summer, from the city to the vineyard, and we called each other every day if we weren't together. "We're getting a late start. I'll call you in the morning." It takes seconds to plunge into an irrevocable spin in a small plane, into what is called a graveyard spiral. The plane broke the surface of the ocean 3 minutes after the pilot sensed a problem. At 9:38,